Soldiers in the Afghan National Army file onto the Shorbagh parade deck. It is the culminating event after 7 months of work for more than 1,400 soldiers. Today, they graduate their initial entry training as well as their job specialty training. While British military personnel and U.S. Marines with Regional Corps Battle School have offered some advice along the way, Master Sergeant Chris Willembeck, Operations Chief for RCBS, said that the Afghan military led all the instruction.
I couldn't be happier. I think this is a huge win for all of us here at RCBS. And to see it today, 1,400 people on the parade deck, it's been a very proud moment.
While today is a day these soldiers can be proud of, it only came after months of grueling work. The soldiers participated in countless road marches and had to learn basic rifleman skills. Sergeant First Class Wahid, a company sergeant for the 6th Kandek of the 215th Corps Afghan National Army, said they got a lot out of the training.
Over the last few months, we have learned a lot from our advisors. Now the soldiers are ready. They're very professional. They're ready to deploy wherever the 215th Corps needs them to deploy. They're ready to serve their country.
Near the end of their training, more than 500 soldiers were pulled to stand up the 6th Kandek, a brigade-sized element of the 215th Corps for the ANA.
So it's the first time anything like that has happened, but it is definitely an amazing Kandek. They have leadership that takes responsibility. They have leadership that steps up, and that's amazing to see. So I think this Kandek's going to do extremely well for the Corps.
When the training concluded, it was not just a big accomplishment for the individual soldiers. It was also a big step forward for the ANA.
For this to be a sustainable army, they have to be able to train themselves and form themselves. So it was a big deal to see the Afghans led the entire process.
Reporting from Camp Shorbagh, I'm Army Sergeant Christopher Toby.